Tim, my brother, we are back talking podcasts. Good to be doing so as always. So, dude, we're going to be getting into a reaction. You and I reacting to a recent Common Sense episode from Dan Carlin. And maybe to set the table, I think most people are familiar with Hardcore History, one of the most preeminent podcasts. Forget genres and topics, just one of the absolute all-time podcasts. But Tim, just for a quick second, talk a bit about Common Sense. What's that platform for Dan Carlin? What's it all about? Then we'll dig into his Garbage In, Garbage Out, the most recent episode he released.
Yeah, I think Common Sense is like a passion project for Dan Carlin. He came up in the news broadcasting industry from a local standpoint. So you have that like local news feel, you know, think Anchorman, you know, the local affiliate. And, you know, and I think the Common Sense podcast came out from local talk radio. And admittingly, I kind of, as a kid, would listen to the local, you know, AM news radio during the day. They would have political talk. And Dan Carlin talks about how, you know, most of these guys that were on these local AM radios would talk politics, mostly conservative and right-leaning politics. And I think this is his way of being kind of getting his opinion out there from a talk show political standpoint. You know, politics is kind of like a side passion thing for Dan Carlin. And this is his way to get his opinion out there. And he's been doing the show for a while. And it kind of also keeps him engaged with his audience, you know, because the Hardcore History episodes are kind of spread out so far because of the research he does. So Dan gives his political opinion on the Common Sense podcast. That's it in a nutshell, man.
Yeah, so the most recent episode was published on the 13th of January. It was titled Garbage In, Garbage Out. So I'll just read the quick description of the episode on the podcast platforms that are out there. So in a show recorded before the recent House impeachment vote, Dan examines the damage caused by the iceberg we recently hit when Americans stormed the U.S. Capitol and tries to suggest how we might avoid hitting another one. So, dude, I'm going to kick this one off, man. Anytime I get to hear Dan Carlin, I'm entertained, I'm informed, I learn something, and the guy just has a compelling manner of delivery. I just love his perspective on things. So no matter what he does, there's going to be some sort of intrigue factor for me. I don't know that there was really any new ground covered here. It's almost like points that Dan has made on his more recent episodes as well, talking about the polarization, hyperpolarization of the country, the always kind of simmering embers, and are we going to fan the flames, or are we going to be able to allow those to kind of cool out and be extinguished? What's the word I'm looking for there, Tim? When you allow something to cool out.
Extinguish.
Wow, thanks, man.
Fire extinguisher.
Yeah, there you go, dude. Good pull on your part. Thanks for that. So, again, this was an interesting listen. It was 47 minutes. It wasn't that long. If anyone knows Dan Carlin's Hardcore History, those things go 3 to 4 hours. I don't know if I really gleaned anything new on here, and that's not to be critical. That was just kind of my reaction to what I consumed in this episode. What were your thoughts, man?
So there were a couple big points that kind of glared out to me that I don't really hear many people talking about. The first one, he started the show by bringing up some sort of like bomb threat letter from 1947. And Dan points out like, hey, 1947 is like when the United States was at its most like together, like we were all rallied together against fighting Germany and Japan in World War II, yet you can still find plenty of examples of malcontents and extreme elements from a political standpoint right in the United States that were, you know, very upset with the government. So this whole notion that there's extreme elements threatening you know, political figures and the government in general is nothing new, and it's not extraordinary either. In fact, it's quite ordinary. So I thought that was something that I'm not hearing a lot of pundits talk about. What do you think, man?
Yeah, no, that is an interesting point you bring up. I guess, I mean, to me, it's kind of Yeah, no, you're right. Well, certainly doesn't seem to be a mainstream talking point, for sure. When we talk about, you know, we've never been so exacerbated, the hyperpolarization. So I think you're right. Dan's pointing out, like, hey, maybe this is a bit more commonplace than what people are wanting to talk about. I don't know. Like, yeah, I think that's an interesting point. I just feel like, though, again, that Dan has kind of covered some of this already, some of his points. He, you know, just even the kind of the general theme. And look, I welcome Dan jumping on a comment about anything. It's like I said, the guy can't glow enough about him with his perspective and his broadcasting communication style. I just wasn't really kind of bowled over by this, but I think that's a credit to Dan, because anytime that guy puts content out, I mean, it's typically pretty gripping stuff. And I just kind of had like an okay, like reaction to that and just kind of went on with my day.
Right. No, I mean, I take your point, and I'll get to my second take from the episode as well. But I mean, right, the main point of this episode is there's a lot of misinformation, you know, the lying, the disinformation. So the garbage in, you know, people are taking in bad information, and it's causing, you know, people to do bad things and have bad opinions. And I mean, that's obviously, you know, true on its face, and that's yep. Nothing new, right? But the second part, again, I don't think this is like any kind of like great revelation or anything, but again, I don't hear many people talking about this. Is he talked about Dwight Eisenhower, and about, you know, there's a political what do they call it, not zeitgeist, but conventional wisdom. That's the term I'm looking for, that if you're in the middle of the road, you get run over, you become roadkill. So you got to get on one side of the road or not to get run over. And Eisenhower points out, you know, the middle of the road is where the only part of the road that we can drive on. And Dan says, if you think that your side of the political aisle is going to win, somehow win, you're wrong. Nobody wins. You know, if you think that, you know, you're conservative and you're going to defeat every liberal out there and win the day, you're going to be wrong. And conversely, if you're a liberal and you think you're going to extinguish everyone that votes Republican out of the sphere, you're dead wrong. Nobody wins. So somehow we got to figure out how we steer this car in the middle of the road, because nobody wins in the end. And I don't hear anybody talking about that.
Well, and I did love, he took the analogy even a step further. Not only in the middle of the road is where it's at, but the edges of the road are the gutters, and no one's right. Going to be successful in the gutters. So yeah, that was neat, especially coming from a pretty staunch kind of conservative figure, a real stoic, old school kind of guy who, in Eisenhower, who saw though that, right, like the middle is where it's at, and that's not something to shy away from. That's something to really lean into. And yeah, no, I do love that. And Tim, I think you and I have always kind of held that notion. I'm kind of a left center dude. You're kind of a right center dude. But you and I are continually finding common ground right in the middle. And honestly, I think most of the country is right smack dab in the middle as well. You know what I mean? That was a great point, man. So, dude, I don't know that we need to go much deeper as far as like reacting to this one. You know, I'll just sum up my points here. Dan Carlin can come on and talk about anything, and I'm into it. I want to hear it. I want to hear his perspective. I also just want to kind of be taken away into sort of his soundscapes that he creates with just his voice and like his delivery style. It doesn't need any kind of like effects or anything beyond that. The guy creates this heightened sense of drama, just how he's conveying words, which it's fascinating to me that he has such a delivery of language and style of delivering language that I am completely swept away in whatever this dude does. So from that perspective, I'll always want to hear what Dan's into and what he has to say. You know, just for this particular episode and the themes and topics, though, I thought he was spot on, but it just wasn't anything that necessarily bowled me over, anything that I thought was sort of a fresher, newer perspective. It was kind of stuff I kind of feel like, yeah, I'm right there with you, know that, and just kind of left it at that. Maybe I'm being a little too hyper. I don't even think I'm being critical, but maybe I'm just kind of being a little unfair in my take. But that was just my reaction and honest response to it. Your thoughts, man. Put a bow in this one. Wrap it up. What'd you take away?
So I think you're beating yourself up a little bit here, man, because even Dan Carlin acknowledged, right? I mean, he took almost a year, maybe 2-year hiatus from doing the show. And his reasoning, he tells the listeners, hey, man, I haven't done a Common Sense episode because I really have nothing new to say, man. I can tell where we're headed here politically. It's not great. And if I did another show, I'm going to kind of be saying the same stuff that you're all y'all know about. And unfortunately, you know, he did in this episode. But where I will differ from you there, Michael, is I think I'd rather beat this drum every week of, hey, man, we got to come together. We got to find common ground. We got to learn how to live with each other. We got to learn how to compromise. Let's beat that drum instead of beating the other drums we're beating, man. So I'll hear Dan Carlin say the same thing over and over again if we have to.
Dude, that is a wonderful point on your part. And absolutely, I think the thing to take away from this is there's not enough people championing the middle ground and beating the drum of positivity for finding that common ground and not remaining out on the side of the road in the gutter. So we'll wrap it up on that salient point by you, Tim. Well done, buddy. That was our reaction, Common Sense with Dan Carlin, episode Garbage In, Garbage Out. Tim, until the next one, I'm already looking forward to it, brother.
Yeah, man, before we go, you sound good, man. I think you have a new microphone. It's
dude, I'm finally, it's 2021, stepping into the new world with some production. Yeah, for anyone out there who's like sludged through our episodes in the past, hopefully this sounds a little bit crisper and sharper. We're trying to step our game up, man. So thanks for noticing that, Tim.
Yeah, it couldn't be possible without the listeners. So thank everyone, you know, all those people throughout the world. Supporting the show. We appreciate it. And on that note, we shall sign off, man.
Right on, my brother. Until then, man.
Later.
We are a dude and a bro podcast show. We are entrenched in podcasts. We want to do for the world of podcasting what Siskel and Ebert did for movies back in the day. So we love doing reviews of our favorite podcasts. We love suggesting new shows to all the fine folks out there in the world. And then Tim and I love debating topics from the latest and greatest episodes of our favorite podcast shows. Hey guys, you would do us a huge favor if you could head over to podchaser.com. Podchaser is your one-stop shop for all things related to podcasts and your favorite podcast shows. Search A Dude and a Bro Podcast Show and then leave us a review. If you could take a moment to drop a few lines about what it is you enjoy about A Dude and a Bro Podcast Show over on the Podchaser site, we'd be eternally grateful for your support. Thanks so much, guys.